Teddy Swims and Bad Dreams. You're listening to Spin with Emma and Dave. He is just everywhere at the moment. Honestly, he'd look at you. If you open the fridge, you could be looking
He's
out
everywhere. But I had bad dreams as well last night. I had a bad dream that you did this thing on the show where you just like ask me questions about like girl stuff.
Oh, really?
It was terrifying, man.
Would you describe it as a nightmare?
Yeah, it was an absolute nightmare. It's a girly quiz. Makeup and hair and tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you? Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy. Wait. It's real?
It's real. It's happening.
Is that Keane DeCrow singing the theme tune?
That is the Grammy Award winner, Mr. Keane DeCrow, singing the theme tune of the Girly Quiz. He was with us on the show on Monday, and we put him to the test and did a little live audition with him. Not a bother on him with those pipes.
Yeah, he killed us, to be fair.
The official new singer. It's just a shame he's not a girl for the Girly Quiz. Yeah. Look, what can you do? What can you do?
He wore a dress during it.
Okay, listen. Welcome to you, to the Girly Quiz. Maybe you're brand new to this show. Maybe you're brand new to the Girly Quiz. What we do every week on the show is we test Dave on all things girly. We started this show in September of 2022. We're now in March of 2025 and we're still going on the weekly with three fresh, brand new questions.
It's very
for Dave.
Impressive how you manage to keep coming up with questions.
It's class. So yeah, three questions stand between Dave and winning the week. Unfortunately, in 2025, he's had more losses than he's had wins significantly. So he's desperate for another win this week.
Yes.
He has two simplifies, or two lifelines to help him win the week. One is the simplify. One is his phone, a female, and it's Katie this morning.
Morning, Katie. How are you?
Morning. How are you?
We're good. Katie, tell me, is there something in the world of girls that you specialise in? Something that you think, yeah, I'll know all about that?
Could be fashion, makeup, hair, could be ins and outs.
Maybe hair and fashion.
Hair okay. and fashion, maybe a bit of beauty, Katie?
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Okay, very good. All right. Well, I'm presuming I'll come to you at some point. So
just
thank
to say
you for being
as well,
there.
No problem. To you listening, if you have little ears in the car, the Girly Quiz has the tendency to go anywhere. So just bear in mind and hover your hand on the dial should you need to kill the volume if you've little ears in the car. That's us covered. Shall we crack on?
We've done our part. Now it's up to you, the parents.
You have to be a responsible parent. We can do no more. I know. I think we should be safe enough this week. You all right?
No, instantly sweating. Instantly sweating.
Question number one on the Girly Quiz this week, Dave, is what is the name of the style of dress, listen closely now, that has a flared ruffle or a fabric detail at the waist? This style of dress creates a layered look and accentuates the hips and the waist. I need the name of that dress, the style of dress.
A tutu.
I totally see where you're getting at. A tutu.
A tutu. I thought it was a tutu because, like, a, you know what I mean, ballerina and all. But he didn't mention ballerina, but I just, as soon as I hear dress and, like, little bit of thing in the middle, I'm like, yeah, that's got to be ballerina, but I presume it's not tutu. I'm trying to think of other dresses. Polka dot? Little black?
polka dot is a style.
Is that not a style, no?
I don't know. Maybe.
Do you know what? I don't know, but I don't want to waste Katie on this because I think there could be other questions that are tougher. I'm going to 50-50 it.
Okay.
If that's okay.
Okay, so let's get in simplify mode then. Thank you for your assistance, David Hammond. What is the name of the style of dress that has a flared ruffle or fabric detail at the waist? This style of dress creates a layered look and accentuates the hips and waist. Dave, is it A, a peplum dress?
Crap.
Or B, a bodycon dress?
Peplum. Okay, I think it's probably peplum. The reason I don't think it's bodycon is because that makes it sound like... Like, when I hear con, I think that you're conning me.
Right.
So I think a bodycon dress would probably be maybe very tight.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Because it's like, I'm conning you into thinking that I'm... You know what I mean? It's like a Skims type thing.
Oh!
Like a Spanx or something.
As if I'm conning you into thinking that I'm ripped, kind of.
Yeah,
kind of. Right, okay, interesting.
Peplum. I think, damn it, I should have used Katie. This sucks.
Peplum.
This is not helpful at all. Peplum or bodycon? Okay, I'm going to go with peplum because I'd imagine it's like little peplums. No, I'm going to change it. Bodycon. We're going to go bodycon full answer.
You've said final answer on bodycon.
Final answer, bodycon.
Why did you...
No!
Why, oh why? Does your brain change last minute?
Oh, man. man. Yeah. Damn it.
Peplum dress. Bodycon has nothing to do with conning anyone, you little dibble. How dare you?
Go on.
Bodycon now. Bodycon's a very sleek dress that would very much sit and grab your body, kind of.
Okay.
And the peplum dress has that little bit of layered fabric, and it's... Peplum dresses are really fun, and I used to love them. I wish they'd come massively back into fashion. Here's this person, Marianne. I am screaming at the radio.
I'm sorry, Marianne. I'm sorry. Right. I'm sorry. What a waste. We should just pack it in there.
Okay, funny joke. Here we go.
Here we go.
Question number two on the girly quiz this week. Unfortunately, Dave is like, what made you change your mind?
I don't know. Right. I actually don't know. That's stupid. Human.
Dave, which singer is behind the major perfume line Fantasy that became a huge hit? Perfume line Fantasy.
Fantasy.
When your feelings gone and you can't go. It's tragedy.
Oh, that's tragedy. it sounds like a Kylie Minogue. It could be a Beyonce. Fantasy could also be. I have no idea. I'm going to call in Katie.
He's over it.
Katie, how are you? Good morning.
I'm good, thanks.
Were you screaming at your phone when you heard the peplum and the bodycon?
Yeah.
Should I have come to you?
Yeah.
Damn it. Crap. Okay, well,
that was my style back in the day.
Was it?
Me too. I loved a peplum.
Okay, well, we're on to a different question now, and I'm begging you, tell me you know the answer. Who made Fantasy? 30 seconds, go.
Britney Spears.
Britney Spears, thank you. Yeah, that was a fantastically confident answer, and I'm going to go with Britney Spears' final answer. Yeah, I thought it was wrong for a second.
Well done. Nice one. Fantasy is still around, would you believe? People are still wearing Fantasy perfume. It was such a major hit for Britney Spears.
Okay.
It still is. It's a beautiful perfume. Reminds me of secondary school. What about you, Katie?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think it was my first perfume.
Was it? Okay, very good.
You still lather myself in it.
Yeah.
Well, Katie, congratulations and thank you. You've won yourself 50 quid.
Cool. Thank you so much,
good
guys.
Luck. Have a great day.
Chat
have
you
a good day.
Bye bye.
Bye bye bye.
Oh, I'm still. I know I got it right, and it's all like, yeah, that's amazing. But I still lost, and I'm fuming.
Yeah.
There should be a way to crawl my way back. Go on, go on. On to the next final one.
You're on your own.
Get me
again.
Out of this.
No more lifelines, Dave. Question number three on the girly quiz this week. Women often experience bloating around their period. Why? What are the reasons for bloating? What causes it?
What? Hormones? I'm also thinking, like, maybe the fallopian tubes get bigger or something.
Why would they get bigger?
I don't know. You need to clean out the eggs and all, don't you? So
right.
maybe they expand to
clean them out.
Get cleaner and they... You know, protrude on the stomach so it looks like you're bloated. Maybe the eggs get bigger. Something's getting bigger.
Right.
Is there more gas? Maybe there's more gas.
Why would there be more gas?
I don't know.
Be sitting down on your bowel. All the fallopian tubes.
Yeah.
Protruding on your bowel.
I don't know why they'd be. I would imagine the answer is probably something like hormones. Why would you. What's the question again?
Women often experience bloating around their periods. Why is that?
It's because there's blood there, and there's more liquid down there because it's doing the washing. Do you know? So there's more liquid. I'm gonna say there's more liquid.
Like you've just necked a bottle of water.
Yeah.
Or you're in the pub and you've had three glasses.
I'm gonna change it because I think that's stupid. I'm gonna say hormones. And I'm gonna hope that's just an acceptable answer. It's a very vague answer. It's a very vague answer, but I'm gonna say hormones.
Hormonals will do.
Did I get it right?
Yeah,
great.
Hormones will do the job. If in doubt, hormones.
Hormones. Yeah. I knew it would be hormones. Great.
So basically, women experience bloating around their periods because of hormonal changes as the days leading up to it. Levels of estrogen and the other one?
Fallopian tubes.
I give up. Sadly, another loss for our Dave. However, we crack on. It's the girly quiz. Oh my God, there's drama now. On the back of the girly quiz this week, Dave lost the week. He crashed out in question one and he had the bloody question in the palm of his hand.
Peplum?
Peplum is correct. We were looking for the style of dress that has that fluffled ruffle around the middle. And he was saying peplum on a simplify. And then last minute, for some unbeknown reason, he changed to bodycon.
The whole nation is screaming at David. No way. Don't do it. Please don't do it. I honestly couldn't cope. I was so, like, shocked. Don't do it.
How do you think I feel?
Sylvia there. Kelly was in touch.
Honestly, Dave, haven't you learned anything in the last 3 years?
Not a thing.
No is the answer.
Not a singular thing. And this in for Marianne.
Dave, seriously, what was that this morning? I literally had visions of my fallopian tubes going out of me. Making me so bloated. I am cracked up. That gave me a good giggle. Thank you.
Do you know what people need is when they finish an exam or finish a test, for a teacher to go through it with them and go, "What were you thinking, you feckin' idiot? What an idiot, huh?" And you're just sit there going, thank you. Yeah, appreciate it.
It spins fully charged, recharged.